Hello and welcome to Breast City's Top 5. It's good to have you with us. Well, in just a few hours, the so-called Friends of Syria group will meet in London to persuade opposition leaders to attend the planned peace conference in Geneva next month.
So we want the moderate opposition in Syria to know that we are behind them in going to Geneva, that we will continue to help them in many ways, and of course to persuade them that this is the way, this is the only way in the end to solve this tragic and bloody conflict in Syria. That there has to be a political process.
Haig also said that London meeting is aimed at working out a united position among the Syrian opposition. The Friends of Syria group consists of Western and Arab foreign ministers, including Britain, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and the United States. The meeting comes amid a growing rift among foreign-backed opposition factions. The so-called Syrian National Coalition says a decision would be taken in the coming days, but it remains unclear whether it can enforce any agreements, as dozens of armed groups have recently rejected the umbrella opposition group as their representative. A correspondent from London, Nargis Mabalaghi, joins us right now to tell us more about this meeting. Well, Nargis, I think there's a huge challenge that's in front of the different foreign ministers in attendance. And my question is, what do they hope to get out of this meeting, given the fact that you have the peace conference coming up in Geneva very soon?
I think really now, as William Haig said, two key little snippets or phrases that you can take from that soundbite you had: moderate opposition and political solution. And that's where the opposition and the coalition, this core group supporting the Syrian National Council, are at now. Because the last few months when it comes to Syria have been game changers. We've gone from the position where there was imminent military options on the table, and the United States seemed like it was just on the eve of taking military action against Syria. And then we had the reaction to that. We had British MPs saying Britain can't get involved. We had the American and European public being against that form of solution that we've seen many times in the last years, in the last decades, when it comes to the Middle East. And we've seen even the media and the political rhetoric when it comes to the Syria conflict changing, from using the term opposition as an umbrella group that includes all those extremist and militant groups, to even William Haig and other Western politicians having to differentiate between what they call the moderate opposition and these rebel armed groups. As you mentioned, these opposition groups are very factioned, and what this meeting is going to be about is cherry picking almost the opposition groups that they can work with and trying to get them to go to Geneva 2 with some form of consensus and with some political clout to come to an agreement, because I think now all sides want that kind of political solution, because what is happening is no longer tenable. Russia, who is of course a major world power that has a different point of view than those that are meeting in London today, has actually criticised this meeting. They said that unofficial discussions are not appropriate and they're opposed to them, and that their surprise preparation for Geneva 2 conference has been declared as part of the agenda. I'm not surprised. Of course, that is Russia's diplomatic speak there. In other words, they're saying that everybody should be round the table if we're talking about Geneva 2. And I think at the end of the day, Geneva 2 will happen. We're looking at about November 23rd. That is coming. That is imminent. The days are rolling. And there does need to be a more coherent position coming from the opposition, because really, whatever your opinion of the Syrian government, their position has been consistent. And in a way, most analysts say that's why they have managed to get to this point, averting any form of military strike and Bashar al-Assad still being in government in Syria.
Very well. We'll be looking forward to that conference. Thank you very much. Nargis Mabalaghi talking to us there from London. Thank you.